Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of fun you can have while listening to a podcast.
Yay. Who is that?
Who's that?
I don't know. I just felt like doing something a little different.
No, I mean, who's that? As in, like, you've been gone for 2 weeks.
I thought my voice was so crazy on the intro that you thought I transformed into a different person.
You thought you were going so wild that I was like, hold on.
Who even is that?
Chill the fuck out.
Yeah, but I'm back. I was on vacation.
Who are you?
Now
though?
I'm back. I'm Phineas.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Jack.
They know.
We're doing that.
They might. Yeah, where'd you go?
I went to California and
California,
Nevada, Tahoe to see family.
And the Tessie?
And the I didn't Tahoe see Tessie. I ain't gay tussie from Tessie.
Fuck.
That's
sucks,
too bad. The fucking
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
That fucking
yeah,
sucks.
Not a relaxing vacay.
But in California, I did get head from it, the Kraken.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah.
The Kraken's
was it like
in California?
Aren't they like,
right now, I mean, it swims around.
Oh, shit.
Are they like beaks? Don't they have like beaks?
It's an octopus. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but they're gentle with it.
Okay. That's cool. Do they have a tongue? A little slobber knocker
on
that?
Yeah, no,
they got a tongue.
Well, like birds have tongues, and I think that's kind of fucked up that they have tongues.
Yeah, I mean, they can already fly. Do they need to taste?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, maybe that can be our thing.
But their tongue is flat, and then they got the weird like
they do have
oblong
like,
tongue.
It's like a blob kind of.
Yeah,
it's like if you suck your own tongue back into your mouth.
Yeah,
that's what a bird's tongue is.
I don't like.
I hate that.
I don't like. Well, because wolves not have cheeks, so they can't like chew their food necessarily. I heard that somewhere. That's probably wrong. That's probably that spider shit.
I mean, when you see like a dog like chewing something,
kind of gag on.
They have their mouth open and they go. Arr, arr, arr.
That's how I chew. That's how I go. I don't have cheeks. I lost them in the war.
Some messy ass food.
Yeah, I say yum yum.
Yeah, that's good. ASMR.
Yeah, this is good. Anyway. Yeah. Anyways, what have you been up to since? What do you like?
I haven't been doing shit. I've been back for like about a week now, a little less.
Some grinding ball.
Or no, exactly a week. Once we hit midnight tonight,
you're gonna be staying up for it. You're gonna be like 5, 4, 3.
A week back in Nebraska. Yes. What'd you say?
Just been grinding Baldur's
Gate. I've been playing Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, that's the grind.
Baldur's Gate rocks.
It's fucking awesome.
If you like D&D combat mechanics, it's that. And there's also a story that's pretty good, too.
And you can fuck the hot ladies.
And you can fuck the hot ladies.
People always start out with that, and I'm always like...
There are a lot of things
where I can fuck people.
It's maybe the part of the game I least invested in, fucking the hot ladies.
It's true.
To be honest.
People always try to sell me on it with that, and I understand why, but I just...
Well, yeah, they know you.
They know, but they don't realize I like Honey Pop for the gameplay. I don't play Honey Pop for the sex.
Well, then that's good that I also really
play
like the
Bejeweled,
gameplay.
Motherfucker.
What? No,
you're playing Honey Pop.
No, because there's progression in it. Like Bejeweled is just like, oh, you go up a level. Like in Honey Pop, no.
What's the progression? Why is it better?
In Honey Pop, it's better because there's progression based on like the girls that you're dating. So you can like also optimize your day. I really like kind of like planning Sims. So you can be like, okay, this person I know is going to be available in the evening, but she's not going to be available for a day date. So I need to plan that out and make sure. And if you sleep with somebody, you lose the night date or you lose the morning date, which kind of sucks.
Jack would be really good at cheating on his girlfriend.
No, I would be good at... Like,
you say that this is the appeal, Jack, but I know in my soul that what you do is look up the optimal order to engage in dates when going through the game.
You really do.
You're not doing the science yourself?
Well, no, you look up the... You try that, and
is
then
it
you
like
see...
If you don't do it exactly perfectly, you can't get the harem ending or something?
No, it's just that you... There's like certain achievements that you can get for like finishing everything in like a certain amount of time. And like there's a person that goes on vacation like a little bit of the way through. So if you didn't plan that...
You didn't know that was coming.
If you didn't know that was coming. Also, one of them's like a flight attendant. So that means that she's gone a lot on weird days. So you need to make sure that you like plan around always like hitting them up when you can. You also need to plan their night dates. Really important. It's a whole mess.
I had a guy who was a flight attendant in the bar the other day, and he asked me where he could get some white, and I'm like, I'm not gonna tell you shit, dog.
I work here, man.
What is the plan? I guess
you're
a
flight attendant, so that's fucking. I guess I kind of assumed that was what you guys did.
You're like, not a flight attendant.
No, yeah, I was like,
America's finest.
I assumed that's what you guys did, but it's still like, oh, that's. I don't like hearing that.
I don't like hearing it out of your mouth.
You know, most guys who randomly ask bartenders if they know where to get coke are normally just drunk or already slightly coked up guys wanting to get more most of the time, but you never know if it's gonna be a cop. It's real desperate. It's like, why are you asking me that, man? I don't know you.
Well, it's also just like, that's never something where you hear that and you're like, oh cool, this is our first introduction, I have no clue who you are, like let me set you up with that.
Oh yeah.
That's always just a bad idea. The point of that is that you have to like know the person before you can be like, here, let me.
Yeah, that guy kind of had a bit of a cop skull, so could have been.
A cop skull.
There are. Yeah. Phrenology doesn't work on anything but cops.
Yeah.
Phrenology only works on cop or not cop.
Yeah.
You can judge their. It's skull science, but it does work on cop or not cop.
Yeah.
If they got a thumb-like head. Yeah, they kind of look like the SpongeBob cavemen, where
Oh, yeah.
That's their vibe. That's most cops' vibe.
That's true. That checks out for most cops I remember seeing.
And that's a lot of people equate it with like race, where they're like, oh, that. And it's like, no, it doesn't matter race you are. Cop skull is universal.
You're assigned cop at birth.
Assigned cop at birth. I'm transitioning into being a cop.
That's your fucking lot in life. I'm sorry, man. You can have cop school and not be a cop, but you are probably cop adjacent still.
You probably like want to like stop.
But you can't be a cop and not have cop school.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the guy who shot Trayvon Martin? George Santos.
George Soros did have a cop skull. He wasn't a cop, but he did have a cop skull, though. Yeah, no, that guy.
So that's the whole thing, is that you look at that, and it's like, you're probably, if you got a cop skull, you're probably a guy who's like, what are those kids doing over there, huh? They just messing around.
You ever look, the other night, I was driving home from work, there's a bunch of kids hanging out in the parking lot of a gas station. I thought to myself, what are those kids doing over there? What are those kids up to?
They're playing their
music real loud and sitting on the hood of their car. What are they up to?
I see Phineas's skull start to morph.
Yeah. Your brow starts to furl. You start losing all of your hair.
When I'm wondering that, I'm like, how can I get involved with what these kids are up to? How do I
don't necessarily
insert myself
want to get
into
involved.
This scenario and be like the coolest guy there? You know,
I'm like the mom.
I never act on it.
I'm like the mom who watches their kid at prom, where I'm like, that's cool. That's nice that they're doing that.
That's what?
Jack's a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. I'm like, I'm going to hand him a beer. Unpronounced as these like kids who just got a driver's license. I'm going to buy him 3 bottles of wine. Be like, oops, I dropped these. Then you literally drop them.
Smash them all over the floor.
That'd be cool.
Thank you, mom. You're so cool.
Lick them off the ground.
It's alcohol. It's what you wanted.
It depends.
Being a cool mom, but you can only give them alcohol by accidentally shattering bottles on the floor. Yeah. They can lick it up.
Yeah,
it's like, geez, I hope no one licks up all this spilled beer over
if I
turn my back to get the mop. And they're like, we have friends, get us liquor.
I'm 24.
We don't want to drink alcohol off the ground.
Like cut glass everywhere.
We don't want to get glass in our tongue as we lick up.
I don't want to eat the glass and get it in my tongue.
Bottle of Trader Joe's wine you dropped.
That's also just, she like punctures like little holes in the bottom of her cup, and she just like waits for somebody to come underneath and just like have their head below it and just get it into their mouth.
That's a cool mom.
That is a cool, but not that
sick
cool.
Ass mom.
Not too cool.
There
that she's like
cooler moms.
Yeah. What would like be a cooler Jamie Lee mom? Curtis.
What Jamie her? Peter
something
P.
Curtis. Her?
No, she goes to Evo with her son because her son really likes Evo. So she's like, I'll come to Evo with you, little man. He's 34.
He's 34?
But she's old, Jamie.
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah.
She needs fucking Activia or whatever. She needs that Go-Gurt that makes you shit.
Was Evo good this year? I didn't watch.
It was pretty good. There's some interesting stuff. They did top six instead, and I think that flowed better. Yeah. Instead of top eight, like it just like worked out better. And they just had one person on the loser side. And they kind of it was good. It was good. I liked it.
Who won?
I think it was one of the birds. There's Big Bird and then Small Bird, and Big Bird won this one.
The hell are you talking about?
There's two birds. There's like the bird boys. They're the bird brothers, actually. There's two bird brothers.
Are they birds?
Or is it gonna real fighting game player?
I don't know.
You're just making shit up.
No, they're two bird brothers, and they won, and they were like, one of them won Red Bull Kumite, and then the other one won Evo.
What is this Zootopia ass shit? What the hell are you talking about?
It's important. It's important. Those are the two
Red
big
Bull
things.
Red Bull Kumite, that's not a game. I'm talking about like Street Fighter.
Yeah,
6.
It's Street Fighter. Big Bird. Big Bird.
That's his gamer tag.
Yeah.
It's Big Bird.
No, it's the guy. It's just the guy in the costume. That would be cool.
No, it would not be cool, actually.
What if Big Bird won Evo?
Actually, that sucks.
I was watching an alt history thing that was talking about.
You gotta stop watching those, Jack.
No, this guy is cool. This guy is not like Nazi adjacent. Okay,
whatever.
He just talks about like the Ottoman Empire and shit. It's like old.
Continue.
Shit. Anyways, he was talking about how initially on the Challenger, before they were gonna have like a teacher on the Challenger, the plan was to have Big Bird.
Oh yeah,
like they were gonna put
that.
It on there, but then he like broke it down. And he's like, listen. If Big Bird was on there, Challenger probably wouldn't have exploded. And like he broke it down in a way where it's like all of these factors that actually led them to launching prematurely would not have happened if Big Bird was on the shuttle. So he's like, yeah, he would have saved the Challenger. Because the only reason
licensing.
It was all because of like Reagan. And so like the big reason is that like Reagan wanted to show it off in a State of the Union address, so it needed to launch that day. So he needed to be like, look at this person, because he was going to like
stupid
divert it and be like,
look.
And also the teacher was going to teach a lesson in space, and they set aside a bunch of time. And like, if they launched a day later, then they had to delay the lesson like a whole week. And so they had to delay the launch a whole week, which like would not have fallen in line with like what Reagan wanted to present. So he was like, no, you're launching today. And everybody, and the O-rings were frozen and no one knew what was going on. But it was like, all of those things were because we shot a teacher into space instead of Big Bird.
Wow. And also, if
that's really sad,
it blew up on takeoff, Big Bird could fly down safely.
He could. He would shield them.
Carry everyone.
That'd be cool.
Big Bird.
No, Big Bird's getting
He wouldn't
there,
save
so.
Anyone. Big Bird would let
Big
them
Bird
all die.
Big Bird would be fucked up after
that. He would be like, I'm trying to make sure I live.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but
like, in the moment, he's not having...
I'm fucking Big Bird. I'm a celebrity. I gotta be okay.
No, but in the moment, he's not having that much of a thought. He's just like... He's like shoving people out of the way. He's like, move. And then he like flies.
There's one moment where he sees someone who's behind him trip and fall. And he thinks to himself, I could save him right now. But he doesn't.
What do you guys think happened on the Challenger?
The Challenger. The reason why it exploded was one guy brought like a.
I'm thinking like a spaceship. I'm thinking like a scene out of one of the Star Trek movies. Yeah.
No, you're thinking like they had like a countdown to explosion, or it's like there's a escape
rushing
pod.
To
or
get
like
off.
There's a little tiny explosion, then like a good minute where they can try to figure it out.
There's more things exploding down the hallway, and they've got to get through the hallway.
You got to run away from
some guy brought his fucking like potato bomb onto the challenge. Like there's one kid who had like a science experiment that also got to go up on the Challenger, and so because they put that along with the teacher, so like that would be funny if it was like a weird like potato bomb and it was just exploded in one compartment and they had like 5 minutes to get out.
I gotta go.
But then all of the they skimped on the escape pods, so like we
would be so much cooler if it exploded in space than where it exploded.
That would be so much worse for our like spatial debris that we currently have.
Yeah, I mean it's already kind of getting
it just
I mean,
it'd be cooler
there.
Though
we are getting to the point where we're going to be unable to leave our atmosphere because there's yeah. shit everywhere.
I got too much shit on me.
Yeah, that's the worst part is that it's all like a gajillion bullets. Like if you leave like a screw up there, it just like goes straight through everything because it's just orbiting. That's what I do.
We gotta make everything go the same speed as the screw, and then you can kind of just pick it up.
You just send a rocket spinning around.
Yeah, when are, like when are we gonna make that? Flash? Yeah, make that anime planets real, where they go pick up all the space trash.
That'll be cool.
That's a good. That's a good
model. We know why we can't do that, because if you tried to grab the screw, it would explode your entire suit.
No, it wouldn't.
Would go through your suit. Yeah.
You do it what with if the fucking robot arm.
We're moving at the same speed like Jackson's idea.
So you flash it where you like take the bullet and you like slowly lower it. Yeah. Or he like moves the bullet.
Yeah, you're moving at the same relative speed. You could touch the screw.
I just, maybe.
But anyways, you're doing it with a robot hand that doesn't give a shit about being touched.
But then how do you, I guess you have to slow yourself down. That's tough. I just don't like.
I think it's not going to be that hard.
I think we can figure this shit out.
You kind of just take a big net up there and you just sweep it through all the space.
Have something ready to catch it.
Yeah, exactly. You need a big old baseball glove.
Big old baseball glove.
Yeah.
Like play catch with the moon.
Yeah. And then you maybe like a big old like Pac-Man and he eats all the stuff. And he says, yum.
Pac-Man doesn't say yum.
He does.
He says waka waka.
You just fucking waka waka.
Make
asshole.
Him say yum.
Waka waka.
Because waka waka is trademarked, so we can't use that.
Yeah, I don't think you should be allowed to do that, but.
I don't think you should be allowed.
What do I know?
Yeah,
you I'm know not a trademark master.
You know who is a trademark master?
Who?
Mac Miller.
Rest in piss.
Who's a just trademark
Mac
master? Miller's
probably a cool. Trademark master. Is
you're not gonna get this, Ben.
I don't know.
You're not gonna nail it.
I don't know.
It's okay. No, don't know. You don't gotta here. Hand it over.
What's this Alex Jones Blair White thing?
Oh, so Blair White went on Alex Jones, and so Alex Jones has an affinity for like trans women. But his right-wing audience does not. So he kept going on just being like, Blair White, you're so beautiful. You're such a beautiful lady, Blair White.
You're so
and he kept trying
sexy.
To like hit on her and be like, you're different. You're like, I hate all trans people, but not you. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful and lovely, Blair White. And so that was all I
that
thought.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That was funny. Wanted to mention that.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
He wants to Alex bone her.
Yeah, that's what he whipped out his cock on stream.
Yeah.
And who else whipped out their cock on stream?
Who? Sir Jessica Parker in The Blind Side, or whatever the fuck her name was.
That Blind Side thing. It rock. It doesn't rock, but it rocks.
She blindsided
it. It does kind of
fucking horribly shitty.
Because it's like, it's so fucked up that it was like, so initially it was also something where they made him like, fucking Mice of Men, like retard, where he was like, I don't know how to do nothing no good. I can't done don't read.
Yeah.
But I can do play the football. And they're like, we'll help you out, Big Joe, or whatever.
You become the best footballer ever.
Oh, I don't know how to run the football. I just know how to. And it was like, but then the actual guy is like, I was a fine student. Like I didn't do anything particularly weird. Like, you know, I came from like a low income family, but that wasn't like crazy. It was just, you know, it was just kind of tough. I wasn't like Simple Joe or something. And so that was already kind of funny. But then you get into the point where it's like, oh, and the way that they adopted him was putting him into a conservatorship,
which is not.
Yeah, and they told him it was like adoption papers, right?
And they just lied to him. And then, but then all of the people, all of
and
the
then that movie also they. Like, fucked him. He didn't get any money
and
out
all the
of that
family
movie.
Members
and his
money.
Their like biological kids did right?
All the biological
like,
kids
God.
that he blocked the car crash from. Remember that part?
Yeah, he stops
he
the
put
car
his
crash.
Arm out and blocks the car crash from the small kid.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh no, they're driving.
And now a great reason not to ever.
And they drive to get NBA 2K.
They gave Sarah what the fuck? Sandra Bullock. They gave her an Oscar for that movie.
Yeah. Also,
I mean, it was definitely an Oscar bait movie.
I did tell you.
But it's just, it wasn't ever good.
When I went to college and I was like, what's your favorite movie? There was always at least like five kids in all my classes that would say The Blind Side.
Really?
Yeah, people fucking love The Blind Side.
I'm out here saying shit like Star Wars Attack of the Clones and people would be like,
that's no Blind Side. Okay. Yeah, they say that's cringe. I like The Blind Side. But yeah, it is one of those things where it's also It's just very shitty that they threw him into like a conservatorship, and then like he just kind of got exploited for a while. And he considered them family, so he's like, should I like make a fuss about this? And he's like, fuck you guys. And all of them are going on podcasts now, and they're like, we love Simple Mike. Like, Simple Mike's great. Like, but you know,
they call him Simple Mike.
No, I don't think
they,
so.
They call him like Mike or something.
That's
Mikey,
better.
Mikey, my boy.
Hey, Mikey Simpleton, my
hey,
boy.
Back when I was a kid, Mikey would let me say the N-word all the time, and yeah. He was totally cool with
that. Was a really weird scene in The Blind Side where everyone around the Thanksgiving table says, can I say it? Since you're our family now, can I say it?
That would be a fun.
Are we
a Thanksgiving thing? So like all the family he hasn't like met of, not even his parents because it's like a conservatorship. But yeah. And it's like little girl being like, "Can I say it? Old one, what about me?" Yeah. Then he's just, like, "Fine, fine."
No,
God,
no.
Okay.
Stop asking.
The movie would be made in such a way that'd be really heartfelt, and he'd be like, "Of course." And then they'd say it, and everybody would like be smiling and just being like, "We're mending race relations."
It's a very funny.
One of my favorite lines
the mom did, where she was like in an Arby's or whatever that she just like owned, and there was two like black kids just sitting on their phones or whatever, and she like she said to like her husband, like, bet those kids are up to no good, and like went up to them and asked them what they're doing. They're like,
no good over here.
Are you up to no good?
They were like, we're charging our phones and like waiting for our friends.
Yeah.
And then she like had them like take a picture with her and be like, look, you can't judge people by like
oh
the
my
look.
God.
And you're insane. You're oh. fucking insane.
She walked up. She went, oh, I'm being racist.
Let's make it into like a team.
I was racist to these kids, and now I'm taking it back.
Yeah, that's what it was. She made it look like she was so like nice and magnanimous for
so,
not being
so
like.
Weird. And she like harassed blatantly. These children, and they're just like. We're not doing anything. And she's like, wow, I judged a book by its cover, but yeah. I shouldn't have done that. Here, come take a picture with me, children.
Yeah, the kids look really fucking that uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it would be funnier if they were like really happy about it. They're like, damn, this is awesome.
This white lady's the best.
White yeah. people can jump.
Yeah.
Into my heart.
White men can jump.
There's definitely like just a very like griminess throughout the entire movie already, where it was like,
I mean, it's the ultimate white savior movie, yeah. The Blind Side,
because mm-hmm. he's just like a guy, like he has no real personality in the movie. He's like just kind of nice, and he comes from a bad place, and it's all about the mom and how like fucking awesome yeah. she is.
It is literally all about her, which is I guess why they gave Sandra Bullock the Oscar.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I doubt that's anything what she's like in
real
life. I mean,
it's not about the mom. It's just a movie about a guy who's good at football and shit rocks for him.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, no. Shit didn't rock for him because of all this, but, you know,
shit that
would have been a cooler
better
movie
yeah. for him.
Well, yeah, because, like, if it was from his perspective, it would be like, I used football, like, I worked my ass off in order to, like, go to this school and, like, actually try to educate myself because my parents weren't, like, involved in my life. And I worked my ass off enough that, like, people noticed my talents and my ability. So, like, that's what it was about. But
I'm just saying, if your movie is it all about sports, it's a hard sell for me. I barely watch Moneyball.
Moneyball is not even, like, it's like a good Brad Pitt, like, kind of.
And I barely watched it. That's yeah. what I'm saying. You got to not have sports in there.
Every time
or else,
it's on a baseball.
Or else I'm going to feel like I'm watching sports and I don't want to watch sports.
For some reason, I'm
it
just
also
imagining.
Also keep sports out of my video games. People yeah. who like sport video games, fuck
dude,
off.
Dude, sports video games used to be fucking cool, though. Back when they were like super sports, like NFL
Blitz.
Yeah,
super sports games are fun, but.
All I know is that I just imagine yeah, you watching yeah. Moneyball and like the moment that there's like that sound where it's like tink where like the ball hits like the bat, like your brain just like turns off for a second, like it like reboots and it just like
I
want to
see Jonah Hill and Brad Pitt talk in an office. I don't want to see this.
I want to see their fucking stocks to bonds ratio. I don't want to see this bullshit.
I want to see them be smart and know how to make the best team on a low budget.
I want them to break baseball because baseball is a stupid sport for babies.
Yeah, you guys hear about the person who got shot at the stadium the other day, but it wasn't a shooting. Somebody apparently just fired like a gun up in the air a million miles away.
That happens shockingly often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole, that's why people were pissed off at Boogie, because he did like the warning shot right next to like a school, and he did it at the angle where it's like, if kids were in school, he would have killed them.
Yeah, you got to fire your warning shots into the ground, everybody.
Yeah, that's actually what you're supposed to do. You're also just not supposed to do warning
shots. Yeah, that's also not a thing. If you're going to shoot your gun, kill the person.
Yeah.
Boogie should have killed that man.
Boogie fired a gun. Was this what? Yeah, I remember when Boogie was like doing the Castle Doctrine shit when the guy came to like ask him some questions.
So it was
a shitty thing to do. To go to his house.
I don't know.
So Boogie, the story goes that there's this guy named Frank Hassel who liked fucking with Boogie online, and
his name is Frank Hassel.
Frank?
And is that his real name?
No, that's his online name. But he was.
Does he also go by like the Funisher or some bullshit?
No, he just what he does. he goes around and he's like a guy who's like an annoying comedian. Or what he went to like low income neighborhoods. He would drop hot dogs behind the guy and said, "Hey, bro, you dropped your dogs. Hey, bro, you dropped your dogs." And it's just like a pack of like Frank hot dogs.
That is,
and so that was his stupid whole thing. And he was just kind of like an annoying guy and tried to like fuck with people. And he was in Boogie's state for like a work conference, because he actually doesn't work anymore. But he used to like have a job, and he was just like, "Hey, pull up Boogie." And then like Boogie called him on the Keemstar podcast and was like, "You can kill me. Please fucking kill me. But don't kill my dog. Don't kill my dog. Don't touch my dog. But you can fucking come and kill me. You can choke me out. You can kill me." And he's like, "Okay, I'll fucking." And he kept saying that.
He said, okay.
Yeah, he kept saying like, "I'm going to come like."
Yes, I will.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm going to come sissy hypnotize you, Boogie. I'm gonna sissy hypnotize you."
What?
And so then he went
That's
up.
That's a cool threat.
He went up with all he came up with was like one of those like strings attached to a coin, and he was like gonna do that in Boogie's face. And then Boogie's talking to his roommate behind the door, and he's like, "Is it loaded?" And then Boogie comes out with like a fucking Joker gun that's like
a
huge.
Joker gun.
Yeah, well, just like a huge like a pistol. And so he was like, "I'm gonna fucking shoot you." And then he's like, "You don't think I'm serious?" And he shoots at an angle, like the perfect angle for it to like fly and then land. And people did like trace the bullet back, and it landed in like a school like playground.
Hell yeah.
And so it was one of those things where people were like, "Oh yeah, he shouldn't have done that." But also Frank Hassel's just a dick.
Did he get in legal trouble for that?
He was about to go to jail, but apparently his neighbors made him move out of his house.
Man, don't do that.
They were like, "Yeah, you can't be doing this fucking shit," because he was in like a nice neighborhood.
This is why you shouldn't make money off of the internet ever.
It's like
because
be fat.
People like Boogie end up not learning how to be like regular adult human beings, because they've gotten away with just kind of screaming and being a freak forever.
I saw something like 2 months ago or something where he's like dating like a 20-year-old now, and he's like 45.
Well, it's like a weird like prostitute thing too, where he like ordered her at some point.
Yeah,
it was like a call girl that he's like, "I'm dating her now."
But like someone overseas?
Yeah.
Mail order bride sort of thing?
Yeah, well, it's definitely, he's in a weird spot right now.
I love
he's
how that
been
used.
In a not weird spot, I will say.
But there was one time where people were like, "Oh, Boogie's such a lovable, centrist man of reason."
He was a lay Reddit chungus for a bit.
Yeah.
And now he's fallen from grace.
I love that mail order brides are like, they're still a thing, but used to be like a thing you talk about, but like not to the person who had one.
Yeah.
You'd be nice to meet your wife. And then they go home, you'd be like, "I mean, that's a mail order bride." Like,
We had that kid in high school whose mom was a mail order bride.
We did?
Yeah.
I do love the idea that they still, it's like Japan where they haven't updated any of their technology. So you still have to do the mail orders in order to get the brides. Like, you still have to, like, send in for a catalog and then, like, circle them and then, like, send the money.
Yeah, yeah. Sears catalog.
Sears catalog. Yeah.
You still have to write checks.
You show your mama. I marked these ones off. These are my favorite.
This one's a little expensive, little Johnny. This one's a little expensive, simple Mike.
Okay.
Okay, mama.
Hey, mama.
Okay, mother. Okay, mother, I will take the cheapest one you can buy me out of
I'll
these
take
three.
The cheapest bitch
cheapest
you can
one.
Send to me.
Oh, no.
I don't care if she
I don't
can
really
walk
care in. That much. I'm a fucking freak.
Okay.
She's going to stay in the basement forever, mother. Mama.
Mumsies.
Mumsies. Well, yeah, and then you start having kids with them, and then your kids are weird little Eastern European freaks.
And you keep them down there, too.
Let's start a mail order Mumsies service.
That's Mars Needs Moms, bro. Yeah. It's just the Mars Needs Moms movie.
Yeah, what was their plan? Older, was just to kidnap moms? Insane film.
We can just have like...
So fucking crazy.
Like older women from Southeast Asia and like Eastern Russia, yeah, who just want to come to the U.S. or don't even really want to go to the U.S., just want to be able to send money to their family back home, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can come and just be your mom.
Yeah. They got
it. You get married to them so they can move.
Okay. You have to get married.
There's no sex.
This is my mother.
You can, once they're legally, once they can legally stay in the U.S., then you can divorce them. But if they don't stay around to be your mom, you get them deported.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You like beat your mom.
Yeah, I like that. If you don't, like, it's like a mom.
Or maybe our role in it is that we're providing work visas to them to to come over and be mumsies.
Yeah. And then it's like,
if they're not, we're like, all right, well, we're not paying for your flight back.
Bye-bye.
So I hope you figure you're going to get deported.
Yeah, you're just going to get, like, hard deported, which is way worse. But yeah, enjoy not having a work visa. Yeah. And she's like, I'll wipe his ass.
And that way, we don't have to pay them very much.
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds like an industry that already exists. Human trafficking.
Yeah, but we do it. Our niche is mumsies.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of people.
Mumsy traffic.
We also do it through a catalog. We also do. We also have a catalog of mumsies.
Well, we've looked at those websites online that are like here's all the women you can like buy or whatever.
I have not.
Yeah, we've done that.
I believe it.
Yeah,
I don't recall
that. I mean, I'm not going to say we haven't because there's
I mean, they're probably not like legit, but they got like the photos like here's like Natasha or whatever.
Oh, you know, I remember. I think we did that in high school.
Oh, okay.
I think that was with Brett.
Yeah.
Were they cool? Did they look like you could have a drink
with
them?
They looked like chill ladies.
That would be funny if you were mail order bride and speak ladies. English, but you're like planning out to go out like to a bar and be like, we'll see if we vibe. And it's like you already bought her.
I mean, fucking... Why I was with my family on vacation, my sister got my mom hooked on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, God.
And
that
show... That
is the same thing.
Infuriating. Yeah. Half the time they get there and they're having to use like Google Translate on their phone for every conversation. Yeah. And it's like, you're thinking about marrying this person?
In like 90 days.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
You can't become like... level one on Duolingo in 90 days for that.
I don't think I've seen like the first episodes of like those seasons, but like how do they choose who they're getting engaged to?
Or is I don't I wasn't already... fully watching 90 days are people who are already about gonna get married. Yeah. Like they've already
they're like online kinda, boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. But then there's like before the 90 days, which is what my sister was showing my mom at first. I don't know. That show's infuriating. It also does the reality TV thing where, like, you'll watch the same scene three times, more, because they just keep replaying it.
Yeah.
Because it's on streaming services now, but they still have all these cuts of commercials. Yeah. And so they come back and are like, here's what happened before the commercials. It's like, I know.
See one. I didn't see it.
I saw that literally a second ago, and that you just are replaying it. That's cool.
Yeah.
We should
that
try.
Show is pretty exploitative. And
yeah, it's strange. I didn't like watching it.
Yeah, well,
there are some moments, though, where you're like, holy shit.
Yeah. No, there's some fun ones, but it's mostly just like when you look at it, you just see a lot of like very desperate women or very desperate people and like gross Americans being like, and they're the love of my life.
Or I hate this person, but they really want to be with me because they want to get.
I mean, without
America.
Fail, there's always some moment where either it becomes incredibly clear that one of them does not have any feelings for the other one, or the one of them has done something incredibly weird and creepy and shitty, and you're like, all right, yeah, hopefully now you know that you shouldn't, you know, try to marry people in 90 days that you met online and don't, like, can't communicate without a translator right?
It's like, one of those things where,
but then without fail, almost every time that happens, it's like 20 minutes of TV before they're like, let's get married. And you're like, why?
What the fuck
is wrong with you people?
What happened in the intermediate?
A lot of people are desperate, man.
I mean, they're put sad. People on
it is
lonely, desperate.
It's a tough watch. I don't like 90 days.
Like, the people who are obsessed with it, I get people who are obsessed with, like, The Bachelor or, like, Love Island more than they get people who are obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé.
I get being obsessed with, like, the little greasy guy. That guy's fun.
The cannonball?
Greasy guy?
Yeah.
The big fat guy who's, he got famous because of 90 Day, but he's, like,
when he puts grease in his hair? Or what?
He has no neck, and he's, like, kind of short and fat.
What was he putting in his hair?
He put, like,
Crisco?
Yeah, Crisco.
Yeah.
And he could roll up like cannon bolts.
And is that what did he say that?
He did. That was, she was like, why do you love him? And she's like, look. And then he's like, check this out. And then there was like,
check this shit.
There's a bird flying around and he just hit him like a cannonbolt. And she said,
it does rock.
That's so fucking hot. You know what else rocks?
That relationship might work.
I would be,
I just need a man who can cannonbolt and just.
I need a woman who can cannonbolt.
By the way,
roll up.
Congrats on your like famous TikTok that you did for your trip.
God, where are you gonna show me?
You did a really cool TikTok for your trip at the start of your trip, and so I wanted to show everybody.
Okay, I'd like to see this TikTok that I made.
Suitcase of Diet Coke. I'm a little nervous. It's
gonna
explode. I'm ready.
Oh my god. Oh, she has the plastic bottles. Oh no, she's got some cans in there.
The plastic ones are less likely to explode.
I know. Okay,
well. All right. Oh my god, her thing is just filled with Diet Coke.
Jill Zarin would bring a suitcase.
It looks a complete lack of organization.
On a vacation. Oh god. Oh, you did it.
Also,
brought,
do they sell Diet Coke
and the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. What?
Oh, God.
At most places I went, they did have Coke Light, and a lot of them.
Suitcase. Oh, my God. There's more. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How much Diet Coke
in
right
there?
Now?
What the? I didn't see
I'm going to be honest. That does look like a lot, but depending on how long she's there,
two weeks.
2 weeks. That would be. I could easily get through that in 2 weeks. If I'm like at peak Diet Coke consumption, 1 week for sure.
That's definitely
Christ, man. That's like a lot.
For me, it's more like one, they sell it.
I used to have a 12 pack of Diet Coke a day.
Yeah.
And two, it's also something where it's like
unsustainable.
They're not even doing something where they're like, oh, here we're at the hotel. It's like, here we are on the airport floor and we need to get my Diet Cokes out because I've been jonesing for them ever since getting off the plane.
I respect it. I respect her, yeah. I was worried it was going to be some TikTok I hated of someone doing something that
instead,
I didn't
you were like, this
I didn't agree with.
Figured out.
I saw that I went, smart lady.
Also,
yeah.
How was she allowed to do that? You're not allowed to bring liquid.
Well, she checked.
That was a checked bag.
Oh.
You can check anything in your bag.
That's true. Well, I feel like you put that through the goddamn scanner.
They normally, they normally would.
Okay, like, what the fuck is that?
They allow liquids in those bags, but if they saw a thing full of Diet Coke, you'd think they would be like,
no.
Well, they probably also, like, if you opened up one of those bags and you saw a thing full of Diet Coke, or you're like, I don't want to deal with the fucking lady who's going to be like, where's my fucking Diet Coke?
Stupid bitch.
Yeah, the person who's like packing this much Diet Coke into a carry-on is not like a person to be taken lightly as far as their vengeance is concerned.
I don't know why she went bottles on some of them. Plastic bottle Diet Coke is terrible. I only like it out of cans, glass bottles, and soda machines.
I don't know.
I don't get
what's
how
wrong with,
soda
what's wrong
machines
with pla- what's wrong with
better.
Plastics?
It depends on the soda machine. Like McDonald's soda Diet Coke. Oh my God. Makes my brain come.
makes my brain come?
Yeah, like I get a feeling in my brain as soon as
like
I take a sip of that.
That would be funny if you're like, this makes my brain come, you look down, you actually
It made me come too.
Shit.
Damn, I thought it was just my brain.
I love it if you just like come every time you take a swig of it, but you keep doing it because you're like, this is pretty good though.
I think she asked for a Diet Coke on the flight over.
Yeah. No, she if it was like a 12-hour flight, you think she was just
I will Coke say place? Coke Light is not especially different from Diet Coke. And I say that as someone who thinks Coke Zero is radically different from Diet Coke. Coke Light Coke is pretty Light? Close. That's what they have in a lot of European countries. I don't know that they all do Coke clear. Light, but some of them definitely do instead of Diet
is
Coke.
Is it clear?
No, it's Coke colored. It's just a low calorie option.
It's not like Coke Crystal.
It fills the same niche as Diet Coke, but they have Coca Light.
It's funny that like Coke couldn't copy the Crystal branding. Yeah. They wanted to make it clear.
I almost wonder if in some of those countries, if it might be like an EU law about like having diet in the name.
Yeah.
Probably it's like some shit like that. Yeah.
Still
some
terrible for you.
False advertising thing they have.
That's a good law.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I tend to agree. I think there's probably something to be said about like how awful people drink because they assume that zero calories means that there's nothing bad in there for you. So
I mean, I don't do Diet Coke because of the zero calories. I do Diet Coke because it tastes the best.
It does taste better.
We know that.
It does taste better. I'll give you that.
I never thought you were being health conscious drinking
no,
Diet
I mean,
Coke.
If you see what I eat, you know that ain't the case.
I don't have to see what you eat to know drinking Diet Coke is not healthy.
Yeah, but if I ate healthy and also had a bunch of Diet Coke, then you might think that I was doing it for fallacious health reasons.
Yeah, you were trying to get fit. You were like, well, time to get on this. Time to drink a case of Diet Coke every
I'm
day.
I'm at the gym. You know what that means. I need my diet. I do think
it would be really funny if in your like protein shake, it was just like you scooped pieces of whey protein into a bunch of Diet Coke. And you're like, all right, ready to rock. No, it's healthier than water.
It's Coke-flavored whey protein, so it's not gross.
It's not. It actually makes it taste way better. Tastes different, actually. It's hard to say. You know what else tastes different?
What?
This lady. Have you seen this?
She tastes different.
Okay, so I research everything before.
This is her talking about watching Oppenheimer with her husband.
Oh, yeah, you told me about her.
Obviously, I heard about it. Yes, we wanted to see it. It has an amazing rating. We prepared ourselves. I didn't know when the scene was going to happen, and I also didn't understand how the scene was happening. I thought it was just several minutes straight of, but it wasn't. It was actually broken up into
she mouthed.
It would do a
like
flash of
intercourse
that,
or something.
She's talking about Florence Pugh's tits.
Scene, and then it was like very, you know, back and forth. So it was really difficult to avoid it. But obviously, my husband and I talk about everything. If we go anywhere or we go see anything, even if it's a concert, movie, an event, we have a game plan. We talk about things.
I love that. I love having a game plan.
What if I get triggered?
Sounds like
really,
a nightmare of life.
What if you get triggered? The problem is, what if I get triggered? Because I don't want my night to be ruined by being triggered by something on a screen.
Well, so I got a simple solution to that.
What we did was, when the scene came up, when things were happening, he literally closed his eyes and laid his head on my shoulder. Like, if this is my shoulder, like this is my shoulder, like this. And then I would just like let him know whenever it was over. And it literally, I will tell you what right now, took nothing away from the story. Him not looking at the screen during, did not change
what's
the storyline.
Doing it.
Doing it?
Have a plan.
Child brain.
She's censoring
brain.
Herself by saying doing it, but also
not saying it.
Yeah. Because it's too much. Because
she thinks that everyone who hears that.
That's a woman who's married.
Yeah.
Someone who can't say sex and can't like watch a sex scene. Like, don't get me wrong. Everything I've heard about that sex scene implies it was bad. What if that's why they're doing it? Maybe we can't handle sex or nudity in movies. Maybe they're like, we just heard that the movie was good except for that part. So
we heard that he says, "I have become Death Destroyer of Worlds" because Florence Pugh opens a book and has him read that while he's fucking her. And we thought that was just so fucking
stupid. We thought that sounded
fucking
so stupid. And that
my husband
we would enjoy the movie more if we didn't watch it. So I let my husband close his eyes when it came on.
Well, so she watches the scene to tell him that it's over.
What's funny is that she's like, what if I get triggered? So because, but she's still watching it. So it's because her husband will be looking at another woman's boobs that she's just like, I'm going to get triggered by that. And I'm going to go fucking ballistic.
Yeah. The full story came out and obviously everybody found out that the husband, I guess, was a former porn addict. Like, former? You're still addicted, man. You're still addicted if you got to look out for Florence Pugh's titties in a movie
screen. Florence Pugh's titties when you're right next to your girlfriend is going to set you off, then.
Also, like,
I don't think you've conquered your demons.
Which I think is also the point of that, you
which
know?
Is fine.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's like, so like porn addiction is real, but it's the same as like doing anything that feels good can get you addicted. Like, it's not like. Like, I feel like there's
it's
anything
like
that's
just addiction. Like an immediate like reward you can give yourself, like video games, porn, anything like that can become addictive.
But the problem is the only people who I talk about like true porn addiction where they talk, because when I hear people talk about it, I hear them talking about it like they got over like meth. They're like, I was addicted to porn, but I like put that down.
Well, they always become weird Christian.
Well, yeah,
people.
No, I was gonna say it's always God. It's always like the God guys who are like, I was horribly addicted to porn, but I got through that,
and I'm definitely better now.
I'm definitely
totally
better now.
I saw one clip from like a Christian bro podcast where he was like, "Yeah, man, I had a pornography addiction. You know, started with just regular porn, then it gets a little weirder. Gets to like, you know, anal and stuff." You know, soon enough, I was watching a lot of stuff with trans people in it. And then I was watching gay porn.
It's like, okay.
And he's like, but, you know, I stopped letting it corrupt me and I stopped watching porn. And I'm back to living a Christian life. And you're like, oh my God.
Holy shit. That's awesome that he's like, that's the addiction. The addiction.
That's the pipeline.
It's because I'm going so degenerate that I'm watching gay porn.
Yeah.
That's what got me to that point. You know,
you got to delude yourself, you know, if you're going to live that kind of lifestyle. You literally have no choice but to delude yourself.
It is. I just really am angry because there's a lot of, I remember I was in like a youth group in college with a bunch of guys and they kept talking about how it's like, it was like, what struggles have you had to overcome? And all of them said porn addiction and all of them were like, oh, like, you know,
what'd
like
you say?
I said. Well, I was just like, I don't think that's real. Like, well, I was like, because they're talking about like, have you ever
faced... A dozen guys said they had porn addiction. And we went, that shit's fake, y'all.
You're all fucking lying.
What I did say was one of them was talking about being discriminated for being a Christian. And it was because at the beginning of his like fraternity chapter meeting, he was like, guys, I'm going to make us all pray because this is a Christian organization. And like other guys wouldn't close their eyes or like rolled their eyes when he did that. And he's like, yeah, so I felt discrimination being Christian. And I'm like, listen,
other people didn't want to do.
Yeah. I was like, listen, there's literally like systems in place now that discriminate against African Americans that are actively like keeping them down. Like they get pulled over by the police more. That's not the same thing. And I said that and he was fucking pissed. I just remember him being like irate. Damn. That I would even like bring up the concept where I'm like, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world to have a bunch of guys be like, whatever, dude. Like, I don't
and
care.
And also, like, you were trying to make other, like, it wasn't like you were doing your own thing.
Yeah.
People went, fuck you, Christian loser, right? Like, you're like, we're all gonna pray right now. And they were like, ugh. And you're like, oh my God, I'm being
discrimination. That is the whole thing, is that I was like, this feels like a lot of guys who are just like, God damn it, okay, whatever. Like, it feels like a lot of guys who are just
And that's
like,
the same guy who's gonna argue that racism isn't a problem today, too.
Yeah.
That kind of guy.
Well, he was like, this is discrimination. And I was like, that's not really discrimination.
Well, what about the discrimination against porn addicts that we're conducting right now?
What about
know?
The discrimination against guys? They call people gay when they watch gay porn, but they're just addicted to porn. That's the whole thing.
Porn addict. I love... that's what porn addiction is. You just kind of love watching every type of porn. Yeah. You don't even give a shit what it is.
The gatekeeping in the straight community is out of control. Just because... three times a week I beat off to gay porn. They're trying to tell me I'm not a straight.
I'm trying to overcome my porn addiction. That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm beating my way through it. I'm beating my meat through it. I'm jerking off so much that I don't even ever want to do it again.
I'm only human after all. Don't put the
blame on me.
Yeah.
Do you jerk yourself to death?
I do.
You can almost certainly drink
you can. Death. But it's like.
But I want to know why you die at the end of it, you know?
Because I'm there at the very end. God smites you.
All the blood.
The man at
goes
the
out
end
of your
time.
Brain.
Yeah. No, actually, God sends a lightning
bolt. It's Kang at the end of time.
People
you masturbate.
You jerked off.
Time to die.
That would be funny if Loki, the entire show, is just them going around killing people who are like maybe number six today. I've got nothing better.
No.
On. And then Loki comes out.
Like, that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
It's five.
I've got to prune the timeline.
Jerk off one too many times.
That would be cool. Loki's jerking off and the TVA comes in. They're like, and all of them have porn addictions. That's how they got recruited. They're like, yeah, we're also out of time.
Former porn addicts.
That would be cool.
Required to set things right.
Have you heard about
probably
girl math?
I've heard of the concept of girl math, and I saw a funny video from a radio talk show where they tongue-in-cheek do girl math to justify big purchases.
I saw the one about the Taylor Swift concert tickets where
I did too, yeah.
They were basically...
Did you send that in the chat? Is that why I saw that?
I don't think so. I think I was about to. I had a clip of Vegeta going Super Saiyan, and I said, women, with 3 exclamation points, and I was about to send that link.
I thought
so that might be too intense.
That's my main exposure to girl math, is that radio bit, and yeah. I thought it was funny.
And can you do the bit first, or no?
Basically, she's like, there was like a week worth of concerts or something, and mm-hmm. she's going to every night of it, and they're like, the girl math to justify it was like...
Really
arbitrary.
If you're going and flying out, because she went there every night, so it cost her like $5,000.
Oh, yeah. It's and like, so imagine like, if you're you saving, had to fly for each of those nights.
Yeah, so you're saving on those plane trips. And then you're also, like, as far as like rent, like that would have been your rent over there. So like you can deduct your rent from that point in time because you're not even staying at your place. And then you can also...
So it's just them trying to get it down to zero.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh yeah, but then like the cost benefit, like how many times are you going to watch that concert clip after, like you're going to film it, right?
How many times?
And then she's like, yeah, of course I'm going to film it. And she's like, how many times are you going to watch it? She's like, probably like 300. And so she's
300.
Like, then divide all those by 300. That's how much it costs.
I don't think I've looked at fucking photos of myself. More than 300 times.
That is really like, I guess, like I have a couple of photos I've looked at more than 300 times. They're not Taylor Swift concert tickets. I do like last night I was with my girlfriend's family and they invited me out to a Storm Chasers game, and
classic girlfriend's family activity.
It was one of those things where the like sister, she got a bunch of tickets from her work and she was saying that she like got them for super cheap, but then she was talking to me and I didn't hear that she was talking about the Taylor Swift concert tickets, and she's like, yeah, the tickets cost like $975, and for like half a second it didn't compute in my brain. I was like, oh my god, this is how much Storm Chaser tickets are. It's like our shitty like AAA baseball league.
So sorry. So,
where there's just like kids running around everywhere and no one's really watching the game, and I was like, why did you spend that much on me? And I just imagined my girlfriend's sister being like really mad because it was like last minute where she's like, hey, you want to go to this? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then it was like, imagine me being like, nah, I'm good. It's like, bro,
$975.
You have no clue how fucking expensive all this is. But yeah,
girl math is just what I do, you know, to justify different things. It's not even
girl math is what I do when I'm counting all my bitches.
Yeah, true, oh man, girl math. That's 500 million all in my basement.
All.
I have
ready to mobilize with the single order.
Execute order 66.
The real girl math. The friends we made.
The real girl math is how many girls would you need to topple the U.S. government? It is indicative. I went on a little bit of an economy rant when we were at the bar because I was too drunk, but it was something where I went on an economy rant of like, it's indicative of a generation that completely gave up. For like, they're like, nothing's gonna get better for us. Like, the economy is gonna go in the shitter. We're gonna have like downturns to like stabilize, so we're not gonna like have the same boom that we had in the last couple of years.
I feel like a lot of people our age are just getting ready to like navigate the downward spiral best they can.
No, the I was saying like, that like,
what's when's it gonna happen?
People our age aren't ready to like navigate the downward spiral. They want it to like implode. Like people our age are like acting
for sure. Like if you're a renter, like you want fucking the wealthy's assets to fucking burn. Yeah. Right?
Like there are a bunch of people our age who aren't like planning. Like they're planning like, okay, it's gonna be tough, but I'm saving for retirement. They're planning like the apocalypse is gonna come and they're just gonna be like, well, I lived my best life. Like that's like how they're
just fair, you know. I don't think there's a point in saving money when there's nothing to be saving for at the end of the day. You know, you can't afford a house, so well, there's bother. A lot
I mean, you can't afford a house.
You fucking can't, bitch.
It's tough but you can. Down payment like $60,000 on a house is a lot of money, but it's still something that's like manageable for a lot of people if you save for like.
But anyways, like that's the whole thing is that that's not always going to be the case until again it is like when the housing bubble.
There's just an unreal amount of people that just are in a situation where they have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, yeah. And you do just want to justify whatever purchases you do make, irregardless of.
And it's like how they silly. Could probably put some in savings if they cut out every unnecessary cost.
Yeah. Well, it's also
years, which is like a horrible, miserable life.
It also like ties to the one. Did you see that really sad TikTok about like the Canadian person? It was like, I spend all my money on rent and all my money on like, I only buy groceries when like my daughter's over for a week. And like, I'll just eat like a loaf of bread for the entire week and I'll make it last a week. But like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I just feel awful. I work two jobs and that's the best I can do.
Yeah. That will make you malnourished and dying to live off a loaf of bread for a week.
Yeah. And she just eats like snacks at her work. And it's just one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, that's a lot of people right now, especially in big cities where like, the rent price has just skyrocketed to like people.
Yeah, I mean, something's got to give. It's getting out of control, the cost of living for the average person. It's like something's got to give. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And what's got to give is $5, because anything below that is free. $5
to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/BrownBricksPodcast. Go subscribe.
Yeah.
We come out with extra episodes every 2 days.
We got a Patreon while I was gone.
We got bonus episodes. You haven't been on those, so we haven't been splitting the money with you. But we are set for life. We told everyone to
Well, I was just going to say, like, do I have to subscribe to the Patreon to hear those episodes? Yeah, I should subscribe. Get it for free.
Yeah, I should just have a Dropbox link. No, you're subscribing.
I'm not fucking.
I do love the idea where it's like you have to pay $5 to be on this podcast. See your basically
own podcast.
Nah, damn, that is capitalism through and through. All
right.
You know what else is capitalism? Wait,
what else is capitalism?
You know what else is capitalism? That one girl, one fat broad who like went and she was talking to the Stranger Things guy.
What?
She was like, oh,
she thought that the actor who plays Billy from Stranger Things
she Tinder swindled like that. He Tinder swindled like $10,000 from her, and she thought she was in contact with the guy from Billy from Stranger Things.
Well, was her husband Billy from Stranger Things? No, so she thought she had a better option.
Yeah, she was moving up in the world.
I would love to get a take from the husband on all this.
Oh yeah,
just because like I've heard a lot about her, where she's like, I know it was stupid.
I know it was dumb,
right? And you can tell that she just was like, you know, desperate for any escape from her life, so she like bought into this fantasy, right?
What was his husband?
But like the husband, when he found out, he'd be like, "You did what?
You did what with our savings?
Oh my god."
Husband, if they're interviewing him, he's just going to be like the guy who, like, you can tell if you poke him once, he's going to fucking explode. And he's just sitting there with his arms crossed, like, just pissed off with, like, a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, that's a... should get a divorce.
How do you marry somebody who's obsessed with Stranger Things?
That's a lot of people out there.
I do think that, like, this bad vegan Tinder swindler, like... It's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, who would ever be like, here's $10,000, let me wire it to you.
Same people going on 90 days. It's desperate, lonely people. and like, you see him
desperate. 10 grand is there a fucking lot of money to give to somebody you've never met.
Desperate, man. People have fucking horrible emotional lows.
That's
where they'll fucking send 10. They won't fucking think about it. They'll do stupid fucking shit.
The funniest ones were like the Tinder swindler ones, where it's just like people who were like well off and just like a little bit lonely because they moved to a new city, got fleeced out of like $100,000 because they were like, oh, buy the apartment and then I'll pay you back. There's an odd... So I've been seeing all these like shitty like AI-generated TikToks now, and one of them was like this fake story, and it was on like a Business Hustler account, and it was like, this is the most used social manipulation tactic of all time. Don't do it. It is very bad, but very effective. A man sets up a fake man account on Tinder and says that he is looking for a date, but the man owns a cafe downtown, and he takes girls and tells them, meet me at the cafe downtown. And then he gets the girls to go there and says, I'm running a bit late. Order me a coffee and order yourself an eclair. They are great. They order the eclair, but the man never shows up. And then at the very end, it just says, like, it shows you that sometimes it's not about working harder than the other person. It's about working smarter. Like, it was like a business advice TikTok.
It was like baiting people to go to your cafe. Like,
sometimes it's not the person who works hardest, but it's about the person who works smartest.
Damn.
And I was like,
that is a good, a good tactic.
What are you getting out of that?
Well, they pay for the stuff at his cafe.
Oh, it's his cafe.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh,
he says, but order the chocolate eclair. It's great. And then they do that, and then he doesn't show up. And
then he never shows up. Damn.
I would love, that would be an awesome moment when that Netflix documentary came out.
Oh, yeah.
About the guy who imagine with Tinder people, they have them come to his cafe and get a coffee and a eclair.
That would be so funny if they got, like, the victims, like, they got the Bill Cosby victims up there where they had, like, all of them sitting on the stage and all of them had, like, things that was, like, 1545, like, 1050, and there was, like, the amount of money that they spent and the guy never came. And it all added up to, like...
I would love if he did multiple in a day, and so, like, they have their coffee, they have their eclair, and they're like looking around like, is he almost here? But like they see that everyone else is looking around and also has a coffee and a
eclair. And then the owner in the back is just like texting frantically. He's like going back texting. He's just got like a copy pasted message that he said. And the girl's like about to be there. And then instead he's like, don't worry, I'll be there really soon. Sorry, I haven't shown up. And she's like, wait. And it's like, shit, I sent her the wrong one. That would be good.
Yeah, this is a good business strategy. I don't know why.
In the end,
I don't know why you're shitting on it.
In the end, it shows that the person who succeeds is not the person who works harder, but the person who works smarter. Indeed, business TikTok AI generated account. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should Tinder swindle.
I'm gonna send 10 grand to our Patreon account. I don't know if that's allowed, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I think that
it'll come back to you.
They are Jackson and Jack and Phineas from the Brown Breaks podcast, and they're going to be in a relationship with me when I send them the money.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. We should try to Tinder swindle our audience, but not know.
Trying to use the clout of the Brown Breaks podcast to get money out of people.
Imagine.
It is me, Jackson, from the Brown Breaks podcast. I need $500.
It's you, but you're sending it like
you're a scammer.
Broken English.
But it's actually you, and on the podcast the next week we're like, hey.
But here's the thing, but like with the Stranger Things guy, if he said like, I need $10,000,
I don't believe
you think
it.
To yourself, that's not the Stranger Things guy.
Yeah, I know.
If someone who has a podcast of our level is like, I need, you know, 10 grand, you're like, I bet you do, but
yeah, that tracks. If we were just to say like, please, 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 we really need 10 grand, we're out a lot of money, like people would be like, shit, yeah, they like,
probably does.
If the Netflix thing came out, people would be like, yeah, like they didn't really get duped.
I wasn't swindled. I donated.
It felt really
It was a bunch of people in their early to mid 20s who were broke, who asked for money. And again, we gave it to them. They asked for it.
Yeah. And turns out
they were who they should. They were just broke as shit.
the podcast continues after that.
Their podcast stayed free, so
the Netflix guy interviews us like it's a gotcha. It's like, dude, we just couldn't.
Yeah, man. I asked for the money and she gave it to me.
We bought a bunch of those fucking like e-bikes because we thought it would be cool to like ride around with each other.
Oh, we are just abusing the money.
Yeah, we did that before, and then we were just like super in debt because we spent a bunch of money. We bought it all on credit, and so we're like, oh fuck, oh geez.
Can you still put shit on layaway?
Yeah, well, that's what buy now, pay later, like Klarna Afterpay shit is. It's just like, okay, you can pay in installments.
You know who you can't put on layaway?
This
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah, he's come. That is always the funny thing. The Jesus Christ, like, you never know when the rapture's going to come thing. It's such like a bullshit manipulation tactic where it's like, but you always got to be good. Because it's like, if somebody figured out one time, they were like, wait, if Jesus forgives all my sins, I can just do bad shit and he'll forgive them as long as I believe.
I mean, my thing about it is they got all this shit about being good, but then they're all assholes.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, Santa was way more
effective at getting me to be good because I knew I would get a reward if I was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a thing.
Also, like, I feel like
giving someone
a deadline is important. Like, if they said the rapture, like, if somebody said that was, like, fairly credible, like, the rapture is going to be in 2 years, I might turn my act around just to be like, all right, at the end of these 2 years, if it doesn't happen, I'm going
to
go on.
Who would be credible enough to say that?
What do you need if Neil deGrasse Tyson comes out
and he says, I've been doing
Neil
the
Neil deGrasse Tyson, that's the man you're going to
That's the peak of credibility.
To be honest, he is the peak Reddit atheist. So, if his ass gets turned around, he's got to be like, ooh.
If he did that, I would be like, all right, his science man grift has run its length on all these fucking podcasts he's doing. So now he's pivoting for attention. That would be my first thought if Neil deGrasse Tyson said the rapture is coming in 2 years.
Who would you believe if somebody said the rapture? If Jesus Christ came down?
But no. Because you can't know it's Jesus.
I would have to see an example of some sort of like divinity for sure.
No, he comes through your wall. He like appears like the guy, like the burning bush in Saul, and he's like, yo, heads up.
Yeah, I would maybe be worried the rapture is. I would clean up my act.
Yeah, I'd clean up my act. But again, it's like if Jesus did the rapture's coming eventually and he just didn't tell you when, it'd just be like, okay, I might clean up my act, but also like there's so much less pressure when it's not like a deadline, you know?
Yeah. Well,
like that day before, I'm like trying out all the different things.
I think that was kind of the point of the original allegory, you know?
There's no way to interpret God as someone who, like, if he really is like gonna have a rapture, like if God willingly sends people to hell and like allows that to happen, he is the most evil existence in the universe. By default, it's not close.
It's kind of funny how he
sent one person to hell for eternity because they did act
that is the most
good enough.
Thing.
He is the most.
No, it's not
evil
even that they didn't
that
act good enough. It's that they didn't believe that his son died.
Or yeah,
for
like all that shit, like. You know, the concept of God is an evil concept.
Christianity has made God more evil, I think, in the sense that, like, if it is something as easy as, like, you just have to believe my son died for your sins and you're going to heaven, then it's like, okay, if it's that easy, then, like, why are all these guys going to hell, huh?
If there's any stipulation that sends you to hell, you're the most evil existence in the universe.
Well, it is.
Hell is inherently evil. You cannot
justify
the existence.
It's funny how it's like God's all powerful. He's super
hell
good.
Is a good thing in your metaphysics at all.
It's like hell. God's all powerful. He's super good. He can do anything. But also, there's like these weird like rules about sin where it's like, don't do that and you just go to hell.
That's why I like the Jews. Because they said, no, there ain't no hell.
There ain't nothing.
Yeah.
They were like, why would there be a hell? That would suck. No.
Why are we following all these rules? I don't know either, but it's not to not go to hell, that's for sure.
They just believe it. They're not doing it out of any carrot or stick.
Yeah, that is the thing. The moment that you make hell a thing,
that's why there's not as many of them, though. But also Christians, like, you know, they got a way to get you to be like, damn, I better be a Christian.
Yeah, they got them whipped.
Imagine if like they were like, oh, you're gonna go to hell. Like the first guy who came up with hell, they're like, oh, you're gonna go to hell. It's like, what's that? It's like, oh, you just get tortured eternally. And they're like, I'm gonna do that. He's like, oh, that worked. Oh shit. Yeah, no, everything that I say, if you don't do it, you're going to hell. I'm writing down all these rules here, but also like you just have to follow me. You have to come here every Sunday and give me money. And then you don't go to hell.
Yeah.
They're like, okay. Okay, Dad.
Okay, Dad. Happy Easter Sunday, everybody.
Happy Easter Sunday. He is risen.
He is risen, and we will see you
next
week. We'll never see you.
Yeah, but we'll see you. No, we'll see you. You won't see us.
I'll talk at you.